What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. I'm here today with Nora. Can we say hi?
Hi.
And we are recording a new episode of the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everybody. All right, so today I want to share with you guys a quick nugget from the Traffic Secrets book. If you haven't read the Traffic Secrets book yet, what are you waiting for? They finally started shipping this week. People are getting them, which is really exciting. But one of my favorite concepts in that book is actually something I learned from Jenna Kutcher, who is amazing, if you guys don't know her. And it's a principle called the JK5. And so because I got Nora here with me, and those who are listening, you don't know this, but she's wearing a beautiful, sparkly, who is this in your dress?
Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash dress, and it is awesome. And the reason why I thought this would be a fun episode to have while Nora's sitting here on my lap is because it goes into how we publish things online. So a lot of times, I think when most of us publish, we think, okay, Russell, I am a business person, therefore I will post about my business. Or I'm a workout person, so I'm going to post about my workout. Or I am interested in diets or exercise or whatever your thing is, right? Fill in the blank. And what's interesting is that when most people, when they start publishing, they just publish their thing, right? So you can tell this when you go to someone's Instagram profile and every picture is a picture of them flexing in the mirror. Can you flex, Nora? There's Nora flexing, yeah, they're all flexing in the mirror. Or they, ooh, that was a good flex. Or they are all sitting there being all scholarly, or they are all climbing a mountain, or whatever their thing is, right? They just, every single picture is that. The problem is it makes you a very one-dimensional person, right? And so the people who are super geeked out about your topic will come and they'll follow you, but the rest of the world doesn't. And one of the things I learned, Nora's still flexing, I can see her, I can feel her flexing, huh? One of the things that I learned from Jenna that we talked about in the Traffic Secrets book is the JK5, it says for Jenna Kutcher 5. What she suggests you do is you pick 5 topics that you're passionate about, right? They could be anything from family to fitness to whatever. So for mine, top of my head, I'm going to forget them. It's like families, right? So Nora's in my family, right? Who are you? Who are you, my daughter? How many kids are in our family? Do you know?
5.
There's 5 kids. So we got family is one of my JK5. And I got faith because I'm very into my faith and beliefs. And then I got funnels. Do you like funnels, Nora? She's not sure what a funnel is, huh? Funnels. We got entrepreneurship and personal development. So those are my 5 categories. And so when I try to create content, I don't just post everything funnel related. Because if I did, the funnel nerds would be like, funnels, yeah, Russell, let's go. And everybody else would be like, that's weird. But instead, I rotate my posts. And I do this on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on YouTube, just everywhere I'm posting stuff, I'm rotating through different things. And the reason why we're doing that is because people come to you from different ways, right? Like, for example, I was at my other daughter, not Nora's, but Ellie's soccer game. And I meet all these soccer parents. I'm like, hey, I'm Russell. I'm Ellie's dad. And we get to know each other. And guess what they all do? Because this is what people do. They stalk you. So after you leave, they jump on the gram or Facebook, wherever they do their thing. And they try to find you and they follow you. And they start watching you, right? And if all of a sudden all I saw is pictures of me flexing in the mirror, like, all this guy Russell talks cares about is fitness. He's really boring and they may lose interest and stop following me or stop paying attention, right? Or let's say I'm at church, right? And I meet people at church and we get along and then they go home and they stalk you and they follow you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, right? Or they see your ad on Facebook or they read a book or they see you on TV or whatever, right? They're putting ourselves out there all the time and people come, they find you, they start stalking you. And if you're talking about one topic, you're going to, like, you know, 90% of the audience will not pay attention to you. Now, Nora's hiding from you guys. Anyway, so instead of you do is you try to make yourself a more well-rounded character and person and human, right? And so you post about different things. So if you look at my feed, you notice it rotates through different things, right? From family to faith to funnels to entrepreneurship to personal development and back. And we kind of rotate through these things. And so that's kind of the power how it is. And what's cool, what's interesting about it is then somebody comes to your, they come to your, let's say I'm at church and I meet somebody, come to Instagram and they're like, who's that Russell guy? He seems like he's kind of cool, and they follow me, and they see me talking about my family. Like, oh, I see his family. Oh, he sees his faith. I'm like, oh, what's his business thing he's doing? Oh, what's his personal development? What's entrepreneurship? And then it comes back, and they say, oh, no, the family. And they connect with me through the thing that they know me for. But then because they see the other things I'm talking about, interested, they're more likely to engage with me. And so because of posting this way and sharing things this kind of this little different way, it's been really cool because people in business have then come to me having conversations about faith. because they see me post about faith every 5 or 6 posts, right? People who come to me from who are tied to my faith will come to me about business or about my family and things like that. And so it gives you the ability to kind of cast a wider net and get to know people and help them through all the things you care about and all the things you're excited by. So I want to share that today because I think it's important. I keep seeing too many people to just post about their one thing. It's like, if you do that, you're missing out on so many other things. What are you doing, Norse? She's making funny faces at the camera. Anyway, so that is one of the chapters. It's the Instagram chapter, the JK5 is inside the Instagram chapter. I go deeper in it and show examples. I show Jenna's JK5. I show mine. I show other people's.
I'm not making funny faces.
You're not making funny faces? She's just smiling. Anyway, so if you haven't got the book, you go to trafficseekers.com. If you have, hopefully you guys have implemented that. I want to see if you guys have. I've talked about it a lot in different podcasts and episodes because it's one of my favorite little things. It's so simple for people to do. I was at a network marketing event and they were asking me, how do you get leads on the internet? And I was like, this is probably the easiest way for you guys. Okay. I said, on your phone, make different albums of pictures, right? And then take a picture of you with your family, pictures, do whatever your JK5 is for you. Take pictures and put them in those different albums. And each day you're going to post on Instagram or Facebook, whatever, pull up the album and be like, what post can I pick from my family today? What post can I pick from my funnels today, from my entrepreneur, you know, whatever your JK5 are. Each time's a new thing and it gets really fun. And that way, for network marketers, they can pull people in. For business owners, they can pull people in. People, like, whatever it is you're passionate about, don't hide it. Share it and talk about it. Anyway, so hope that helps. Anyway, and if you guys like this episode, Nora would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and leave a review. And also make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes in the future. It'll be fun. So, can I say bye to everybody? Bye, everybody. We'll talk to you guys all soon. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.